The top story by comment count today, 336 comments at last check, is Justin Ponelt's post on X describing how Google fired him for creating a Google Workspace command line interface. To understand why this is resonating so hard, you have to understand what he actually built. Google Workspace is the suite of productivity tools, Gmail, Drive, Docs, Calendar, that millions of enterprise customers pay significant subscription fees to use. And it has never had a robust CLI for developers. Justin built one, apparently on his own time, and it became popular enough that Google's own security team noticed it, and rather than hiring him to maintain it officially, terminated his employment.
The legal framework here is important, Marcus, because this isn't just a vibe story about corporate ingratitude. Most software engineering employment agreements include intellectual property assignment clauses that are notoriously broad. Some of them claim ownership over anything you create while employed, regardless of whether you used company resources, regardless of whether it's remotely related to your job function. California has a statute, Labor Code 2870, that carves out exceptions for inventions developed entirely on your own time without company resources. But enforcement is patchy, and litigation is expensive.
And that's the crux of why the HN community is so activated. The comments are full of engineers describing their own experiences with overly aggressive IP clauses. One thread is specifically about whether Google's policies are more aggressive than typical, and the consensus seems to be, yes, they are, and they've gotten more aggressive in recent years. The irony is that a thriving ecosystem of third-party tools built by employees and ex-employees is actually a competitive advantage for platforms. Salesforce's developer ecosystem is a canonical example. The vibrancy of AppExchange is partly attributable to people who learned Salesforce deeply enough to extend it and then built businesses on top of that knowledge.
What's striking about the Workspace CLI specifically is that it addresses a genuine product gap. Enterprise customers paying for Google Workspace often have IT and DevOps teams who want to script operations, bulk user provisioning, automated calendar management, that kind of thing. Google's official APIs exist, but the CLI layer is thin compared to, say, the AWS CLI or the Azure CLI. Justin wasn't competing with Google. He was filling a gap that Google's own product teams hadn't prioritized.
There's also a broader conversation happening in that thread about what this signals for developer relations. Google has had a complicated few years with developer trust. The deprecation of various APIs, the shutdown of Google Stadia, the general sense that Google products can disappear without warning. Firing an engineer for building a popular open-source tool that helped your own platform's users is not going to help repair that relationship.
One commenter made a point I found particularly sharp. The chilling effect is the real damage here. Every engineer at every large tech company who has a side project that touches anything adjacent to their employer's product space is now looking at this story and recalibrating their risk tolerance. That's a loss of creative output at scale. You're essentially taxing innovation by making the downside asymmetric. You can get fired, but you don't get rewarded for the upside.
And then there's the Kevin Mitnick story that's also getting significant traction today. 126 comments, which almost works as a thematic counterpoint. The story is about a law enforcement officer who was instrumental in catching Mitnick in the 1990s, and Mitnick later tracked him down and gifted him his dream car as a gesture of Bauer's respect, apparently. It's a remarkable human story about how complex the relationship between hackers and the institutions that pursue them can be. Mitnick spent 5 years in federal prison, became a celebrated security consultant, and apparently held no grudge against the individual people who did their jobs. The contrast with Google's institutional decision-making is hard to miss.
The hacker community has always had this complicated ethos around knowledge and tools, building something because you can, sharing it because it helps people, and sometimes facing consequences that feel disproportionate to the act. The Mitnick story and the Justin Ponelt story are 70 years apart in spirit, but they're in conversation with each other on HN today.